said earlier this year, the Texas Supreme Court came out earlier this year, meaning June, so not too long ago, two cases, the Wasson case and the Wheelabrator case. And he mentioned that it changed the way we look. I would say those Wasson and Wheelabrator would say it simply clarified how we look at governmental contracts. Quickly, this is what we're going to kind of go over today. I go into a lot more detail in my paper, and I have lots of briefing materials. Anything that you want related to these cases, I can send to you. Here's where we start, sovereign immunity. It was first recognized in Texas in 1847, and it's based on, we've all heard that theory, the king can do no wrong. So that's where we kind of get this common law idea. And the point of it is to really conserve the public fisc so that the government's actions aren't harming taxpayers. That's the whole idea behind it. It was first recognized by the Supreme Court of the United States in 1821, and then as you see, in 1847, it was first recognized in Texas. And the way we get to governmental immunity is cities or creatures of the state. So that sovereign immunity, that cities enjoy that through governmental immunity, which comes from the state. And as this says, the Texas Supreme Court over and over has recognized that immunity is not bestowed by legislative or executive act. It arose as a common law creation. So we've always had this idea of governmental immunity.